Unique New York. Unique New York.
Unique New York.
Unique New York. Mash my M&M's.
Mom made me mash my M&M's.
Peter pecked a peck of pimple peppers.
Mother made me mash my M&M's.
Mother made me mash my M&M's.
Is that a real thing?
Vocal warm-ups. Yeah, I got
Mother made me mash my M&M's. That does work.
That feels really so good.
Feels so
Peter
vocal.
Piper picked a patch of pickled peppers. How many pickled peppers can Peter Piper pick?
That's a tongue twister, not a vocal warm-up.
Oh.
It helps you verbalize, though, so we'll not get mixed up on your
Peter
words.
Peter Piper picked a peck of pickled peppers. How many
peck of pickled peppers?
Isn't it a peck?
I don't know. Pack.
Unique New York.
Picked a pack.
New York.
Dang it.
Picked a pack.
Mother made me mash my M&M's. Started doing that today.
Really?
Yeah.
Why?
Because she wasn't just on. Like, did a joke in vocal warm up, and then she did that, and I was like, "What?" Like, that's
what was your joking one?
I don't even remember. It was just sounds.
I know.
No.
They're coming into the back door.
Not a very funny movie, surprisingly.
Oh, really? What is that Anchorman?
Anchorman.
Yeah.
Yeah, I started watching.
I've seen
it
clips from it, and there's some like hot spots, probably.
Just overall.
We should record.
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah. It was a hilarious intro. We
you don't
just
think
did.
They want to hear us. Mother made me mash my M&M's.
Mash them, mash them.
You guys, we have added another member to the Gas Boys podcast.
Get her.
There was three of us. Now there's four. Ooh.
She actually listens to that.
See her.
Oh,
there
yeah.
She is.
We have her locked in. She obeys all of our commands. She's
Clementine up here.
Is Clementine.
Look at
the
her.
The Gas Boys
new
cat.
Eyes.
Go watch
Everyone
YouTube.
Look on Parker's camera.
Runs off my shirt. She
Just
loves
hanging
it.
Hanging out. She's our new producer. She's going to make sure everything's in line. The cords are where they need to be.
Make sure everything's plugged in. Yeah.
The cameras are doing what they need to do.
She specializes in cable management. Yeah. She's very good at it.
She loves cables.
This is her favorite day ever.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, yeah.
So many things to bite.
She probably loves her new life. She was living in a little crate.
Oh, yeah.
Now it's she disgusting. Has a whole house.
Can't believe
All
that.
To herself.
Mm-hmm. I adopted a cat.
Yes.
On Black Friday, actually.
Wow.
Oh, I should have named her like Blackie or something.
Petco. Yeah, dang it.
Or Friday.
We were thinking Friday, actually, but too masculine.
Yeah. And she's a girl. I checked.
Yep. And she's spayed already and neutered. Or no, she's spayed.
Yeah.
And vaccinated.
And neutered.
So
you wouldn't believe it. They did it.
She's been good. What a week. A lot of stuff happened. We have a lot of stuff to get into.
Yeah.
I'm very glad you decided on a cat over a dog.
Yeah.
I was just worried sick.
Like, what you thought I was going to mistreat a dog?
No, I just thought you would like get a dog and it would suck. Your life would suck if you got a dog.
Yeah. It would suck.
It just didn't make sense, really. And Haley wants to get a dog, and she wants to get a dog. Like this cat is me and Haley's, because for like 95% of her life, me and Haley will be living in the same house.
Yeah.
And so, which is crazy. I was thinking that like 10 years down the road.
What? Kevin,
you mean, I was thinking of I'm doing the math of 5% of her life.
95% of her life. That's probably true.
Probably close.
Yeah. This is, if she lives 10 years, then 6 months is 5% of her life.
Exactly that.
Exactly
she'll
that.
Probably, no, she'll live longer than 10
she'll
years.
She'll live probably like
That's what I'm
16
saying.
Years.
My kids will be teenagers and Clementine will still be around and they'll die. That'll be tragic right through their developmental through their developmental years. She's probably going to pass.
Right in their peak.
Clementine's going to live forever.
Yeah.
She's sleeping.
She's falling asleep right
she
now.
Is
Dang it. That's
asleep.
How we know that we're not
so
doing
cute.
Good.
She's already dying right now. Don't go to the light.
But yeah, I got her on Thanksgiving. Got some cat food, cat litter, cat litter box.
cat litter box.
All sorts of stuff. But I didn't want to get a dog because Haley wants to be more involved in the raising process of a puppy. Like, oh, she wants to raise a dog from young to old.
Yeah.
Whereas a cat, she's fine with just popping in.
See the kitten for a little bit.
It's real fun, dude.
And then talk to the cat.
She bought her, like, some clothes, got a little hoodie. Did you see the picture with the hoodie?
The hoodie was pretty funny.
It's so funny. And, like, a little, some Christmas pajamas. She's still a little bit too small for him.
Dang.
And swimming in them. She got her, like, a harness and a leash. We took her for a walk.
I did see that.
That is pretty funny.
She's a little apprehensive right now about the, like, cars driving by scare her and stuff. She's
I love taking non-dogs for walks. Just the idea.
It's so funny.
There was a lady that would walk her pig in our old neighborhood in Oregon.
That's classic.
A ferret one time, too. Yep.
Dude,
one
we saw a chinchilla at Petco when we were...
Oh,
there was like one of the workers was taking care of a chinchilla. It was so cute. That's one of the cutest animals I've seen.
Chinchilla.
Someone pull up a chinchilla. Look up chinchilla.
Yeah, somebody pull that up.
If you're out there.
Somebody out there pull up a chinchilla and you tell me that is not the cutest thing I've ever seen.
Whoa. Pretty cute.
Wow.
I don't know.
Doesn't look that cute up close.
It's like a mix of a rabbit and a mouse.
Yeah, exactly.
Interesting.
Only rabbit features are its ears.
Look at that third picture from the left. Gosh, little fur ball.
That guy is massive.
Yeah, they're just round, bro. They're just a ball with like a head on the end.
I pictured more like ferret-like, like a little skinnier.
Yeah.
Dude, I had to...
Must have never seen a chinchilla before then, if that's how you pictured. That's crazy.
Yeah, come on.
I had to murder a rat. Oh my gosh. The other day with a shovel.
Really?
Yeah.
Big rat?
Yeah. I thought it was a mouse. What it looked like a bigger mouse. Because you know a rat, you picture like rough fur, big thick tail, like Master Splinter.
Yeah, exactly.
Real life. Mm-hmm. It was more almost like this. Maybe I killed...
No, you didn't kill a chinchilla.
There's no way you saw a wild chinchilla.
No,
I didn't. We had just gotten back.
Chinchillas have furry tails like a squirrel.
Yeah.
Instead of skin tails like a rat.
Mm-hmm. We had just gotten back from Thanksgiving in Illinois. We left our car at Mom and Dad's house, and then we pulled up there, throwing some trash away. Mariah is walking over there.
Oh, look.
Mouse, rat, whatever. I really thought it was a mouse because it looks...
a rat.
But
that was a rat. I saw the video.
It was a rat. But I had went into the shed, grabbed a little shovel. It's like, guys, don't look.
Boom, boom, boom. It was interesting you opted for the... Because you can go blunt force to the head and you could hit it with the flat side of the shovel.
Yeah.
Faced up, you know what I'm saying? Like you were scooping something and then brought it down.
Bonk.
Or you can turn it over and spear it like you're underwater fishing. And Parker opted for the second option.
And you speared it?
He speared
it. I hit it in half. Like a, I didn't even spear it. It was like an axe.
Oh, yeah, like an axe.
You chop it.
But with the side of the shovel, not with the blunt part of the shovel.
It was a spaded one. It wasn't like a flat head. If it was a flat, I would just line up its head and then just boom.
Yeah, that's crazy.
I would have just gone flat.
Blunt force.
Smash that thing.
I was trying to chop its head.
And then it just squirts in all directions.
But I like got its body in half and just saw the indent line of my shovel. Like, oh, I got to hit this thing a bunch really fast to get it over. One hit, just.
Oh, that is wicked, bro.
So I like flipped it over. And then did the
flipped over the rat so you didn't have to like add the blood and stuff.
I flipped it to the flat and boom, boom.
Yeah.
I started spanking it.
Yeah, I was gonna say flip it over. Don't want to see the blood. Start giving him spankings. Oh. Bad rat, bad rat.
I felt like the blunt force
more inhumane.
Yeah, it felt
I don't know because like it feels damage. More like you could smack it in the head and
so hard
knock it out.
Oh yeah.
You could crush its whole body.
I opted for the chop the body in half.
Yeah.
I really was trying to just get the head, but I missed. It's a small creature.
Hey, come on. Big,
trying to
big
hit
body,
it hard
small
enough.
Gosh, that's insane. I never killed a rat. I've killed a lot of mice. The warehouse that I used to work in, they were always running around. Just drop kick them. My coworkers always do wicked stuff with them. They were way too comfortable in the warehouse. They had been working there for a little bit. And like they would throw them and like hit them with a bat.
With shovels.
Yeah, with shovels like a bat.
That's so terrible.
Pretty insane. Gosh.
I did not work there. It was not me that he's talking about. No. I promise.
You know who it was, though?
Yeah, I do know the people that it was.
It was Sam.
Hilarious. We used to have mice that would get into the chicken coops at work.
Yeah.
You would usually think they're rats.
Oh, at work.
At the ranch.
Yeah.
And so we'd have to set traps and whatnot. I got a lot. Oh, and in all our, in the houses that we had up there, because nobody, people wouldn't be living in them year round. And so they would have to, we'd set traps because mice would get in the houses somehow. And it would just, you had to check them every day because you didn't start to stink.
You ever been to like a little farmer's market and they have a thing at little ducklings?
Yeah.
So cute.
They're so cute.
So cute, dude.
Not, it's not cute when you have 400 of them that you're raising.
Oregon Ducks is the best mascot.
Oh, I know.
Yeah, it's awesome. No one else is the Ducks. They have like a hockey team that's the Ducks, and that's it.
Yeah, nobody knows.
Anaheim. Ducks, they're the best colors, best mascot.
And the best team in the nation.
And number one team in the nation.
Number one team. And our basketball team.
Just won the champion, all the players. The Alabama championship.
Beat all these ranked teams.
Gosh.
Completely undefeated.
It's a good time to be a Duck. It's too bad we're not in Oregon anymore.
I know.
We could have gone to all the games.
Yeah, I saw that Oregon's playing SFA soon. I said that right. Yeah.
Oh, in basketball?
But in Eugene.
Gosh.
Bummer.
Oh, darn. But yeah, let's jump to football real quick and talk about.
Yeah.
It was a rivalry week for college football.
And was it ever?
And some major games, but let's first highlight the most important one, and that was the Oregon Ducks absolutely spanking.
Demolished. Pants down, spanking.
Of the Washington Huskies. I had a bet going with Hannah's grandpa.
Oh, is he a Husky? Well, they're from Washington.
They're Washington Husky, fans. Right. They're more Washington State fans, but they were rooting for the Huskies, so I assume that as... That's really just unfortunate. Yeah. And they were cheering for him during the game.
What did they bet the Huskies were going to win?
No, they didn't necessarily know if they were going to win. But I said, oh, this is going to be a great game for the Ducks. Like, we're going to win by a 28-point spread.
You said that?
I said that at the restaurant, shook his hand. Not for a lot of money. It was like $5.
Dang it, dude.
But Anthony said 21-point spread. And I said, no, 28. I said, the Ducks, I said, well, they ended up scoring another touchdown. But
that
I
was,
said
no,
it was going
to
be...
To make it 28.
I said it was going to be 14, and the Ducks were going to, like, Huskies were going to only score 14, and the Ducks were going to win by a 28-point spread, and it was going to be 2 field goals and a touchdown. And they did a 2-point conversion. That's exactly what happened. So until the last...
No, they didn't get that 2-point conversion, I thought.
Yeah, they did. That's what it made it 14 because it was 21 to...
Yeah. Oh, we did that one and then we did one later.
No, the Huskies got
no,
a 2-point
conversion. No, the
Huskies
did a 2-point
conversion.
Oh, they did?
They had 2 field goals and a touchdown with a 2-point conversion, right. Which is 14.
Because I was like, I'm not going to say anything until the game's over. But they had kicked only 2 field goals and then did a touchdown with a 2-point conversion. I was like, this is turning out exactly like I said it would. And we still
Gavin
ended
was
up
at the
winning.
Restaurant with his crystal ball.
Yeah. The Huskies ended up getting another touchdown, but the Ducks... did as well. So it was still a 28-point spread and the Ducks won.
It was garbage time touchdown though. So
doesn't matter. Yeah.
Also, all of our backups were in.
And,
our starting
for defense,
defense is just on the sideline joking around, laughing, having a great time.
Yeah.
I was like, man, if they had put them in, it would have been a 28-point spread and exactly how I predicted it.
That was one of the only games one of the few games of the rivalry weekend that didn't have some sort of brawl at the end of the fight or anything.
I think it's because the home team won. The brawls are usually... So, sorry. If brawls are usually like when the away team wins and then they try to plant the flag in the middle. Mm-hmm. It happened like 3 times. ASU, North Carolina, and Michigan all tried to do it.
That's Texas, crazy to do.
Texas players tried to stomp around on the...
Yeah, but that was what they did. That was after they all went to the locker room, though.
Oh, and they came back?
Yeah. After the other team went to the locker room, they went out there.
Like, all right. I think their coach was like, guys, seriously.
The Longhorns took Baker Mayfield's jersey.
Yeah.
And like stuck a flag in it.
Yeah.
I didn't know. Was that a couple weeks ago?
It was a few weeks ago. Because
they didn't play Oklahoma.
They're living rent-free. Baker Mayfield's living rent-free.
They played Oklahoma.
No, I'm saying it was a few weeks ago.
Right. Yeah.
I was like, oh, they didn't play him this week. They played
Texas
A&M.
It's so random. Catching strays for no reason.
Yeah.
Jameis Winston and Baker Mayfield were two quarterbacks I hated coming out of college.
Oh, I love
Baker. And
then
now that they're in the NFL, I love them. They're great.
I was a big Baker guy on the Browns.
Oh, really? No, that's what I'm saying. I like them now. I'm saying in college, I didn't like
them. Oh, no. Like when he was coming out of college, I liked him.
Oh,
he got drafted to the Browns.
Yeah. Gotcha.
Yeah, I didn't like Jameis Winston coming out of college. Now he's hilarious. He's so funny, though.
He's hilarious.
The horses like, prepare for battle, but victory comes from the Lord. All right.
I kind of like his pregame speeches, though.
They're so good.
I know.
They're so unique.
Yeah, so
creative every time.
So passionate.
Yeah.
He's no Cam Newton either. Cam Newton would try and say stuff like that.
Oh, yeah.
And it wasn't good.
No, it wasn't good. And Cam Newton
Dude, there's a fine line. Like, if someone like Jason Tatum,
uh-huh.
Like, he tries to say that stuff, and it's like, all right, buddy, keep it moving.
Chill.
It just doesn't seem genuine.
Yeah, but you know James
Winston seems so genuine.
Mm-hmm.
Is genuine.
That guy loves football.
Like, he was just so excited to be out there.
Yeah, he was talking about the Thanksgiving snow, or whatever. Yeah.
My daughter said something about playing in the snow, and I'm out here.
I'm so happy and grateful that the Lord has blessed me to be able to play in the snow.
Yeah.
It's
awesome.
And I saw so many like me when I was 7 years old, and we got a snow day from school. I'm so happy and grateful. That's awesome. Yeah, dude, I love that guy. It's so funny. The Bills Stadium is always just cooked, always packed in snow. They have like 3 feet of snow on their field.
Why do they not have an enclosed?
I think they're building a new stadium, and I don't know if it's enclosed or not.
That's so
no
stupid.
Way. It better be, dude. Look that would be so dumb. They pay like thousands of people every week, $20 an hour to... Like, if you're a fan, you can just show
Maybe
up
that's
and
how they stimulate the economy down there.
Yeah, I guess. Just free jobs.
Yeah, bro.
That's no what way. It's going to be.
No shot.
That's the one I've seen. Maybe like something like that is enclosed. Yeah, no, everything.
You can't enclose that? I bet you can enclose that.
How?
That's one of the roofs I like.
I wonder if they got heated. That'd be way more expensive to heat all the seats.
They could. Maybe it's... They're worried about the roof caving in like it did with the Vikings.
That's
but
true.
You just put some sort of heating element in the roof.
Oh, that's what happened at the Vikings stadium?
Yeah. The Vikings had like a tarp basically over their roof.
That's true.
It was like a blow up almost.
Yeah, there's got to be some way. We are in almost 2025 and you're telling me we can't figure out how to melt snow off a roof?
Dang, I mean, Vikings didn't have a very big stadium, 73,000.
This was their old one, but look, it's like a
caved in.
It's like a blow up one.
Yeah.
They get some fans going and it pushes the roof up. That's crazy. There's like video footage of
Dang, I remember
in.
Watching games at that when the Vikings were playing here and they
it's
just
like,
looked
what?
Sad.
You went to their games? I remember watching
games.
Yeah,
that's a pretty
here.
Small stadium.
Watching
that's
them on TV.
73,000 isn't very big for NFL, I feel like.
Their new stadium is sick, though, the one they've had for the last like 5 or so years.
Yeah, that would be. Imagine. Good thing it wasn't actually during a game.
That would
something
be the
like
same.
That happened.
Oh, is there people? Look at that car driving on the field. You see that?
Yeah, they probably had maintenance people there because they knew some stuff was going down.
Holy crap.
But it's like a fabric that's ripping.
Yeah, that's insane. All those speakers that were hanging from it.
Yeah, dang, just too much
I
weight.
Think they played the rest of those games at University of Minnesota's field, maybe.
Really?
Because they like.
Yeah, I mean, you can't play there.
Yeah.
Wild. I'm so happy and grateful.
Yeah, well, I wonder how much snow they get and how quickly it happens for the Bills. Because if it snows, I guess, too fast, you probably can't just melt it all. And you got to put that water somewhere when you melt it.
That's true. They might just be like, we get so much we can't.
They're just
and all the runoff, it would be just
destroy
everything. Dude. It'd be a lake.
Uh-huh. My gosh, they'd be melting it and it would just be, they could create river. They could literally do it.
Make a river. They're in Buffalo. Just
you guys,
run right
seriously.
Into Niagara Falls.
Oh, that would be sick.
They could 100% do it. They just.
They got a lot of teams over there. Buffalo Bills, New York Jets, New York Giants.
Three New Yorks.
New York Giants. Buffalo's New York, right?
Yeah.
Never been to New York.
And they got New England is in New Jersey. Is that right?
Yeah.
New Jersey.
Yeah.
Yeah, cool.
No. New England. That's in Boston.
Boston.
The Jets are technically in New Jersey.
Gotcha.
I think they're both, because they share MetLife Stadium, is technically in New Jersey.
I see.
But they're the New York Jets.
Yeah, they are. What the heck?
The New Jersey Jets.
I'd love to go to New York someday.
Yeah, that's
one
cool.
last college football thing. I didn't get to watch the game.
Then it'll get good.
But Georgia, 8 overtimes. Yeah. I thought I saw that wrong when I was looking over.
You didn't, my friend.
It was so fun. like watching eight overtimes back Electric. And forth. It was so fun.
It's like they have to score now.
Was it just touchdown, 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 or score?
No, they were both missing.
Like, it's not like they were both dominating. It was like it was just so lucky because they would both get a touchdown. Then the next team wouldn't get a touchdown. They're like, all right, this is it. And then they also wouldn't get a touchdown. And then they would score. And then the other team would score. It was like no matter what they did, it was either neither of them got a touchdown or they both got a touchdown. And it was like 50-50 each way.
Dang.
It was the craziest thing.
They probably didn't have a brawl just because they were all so tired after eight overtimes. Yeah. You got to switch fields. It starts off, those of you who don't know, college football overtime rules, much better than NFL. NFL rules are whack.
Yeah, I don't like
but college, NFL playoff they rules start at the 25. They get to take a drive down, try to score, kick the extra point. Other team gets a chance to do the same thing. And then if they both score on those or they're both tied at the end of that, they go into double overtime where they have to score a touchdown, have to go for 2 points. If they both tie after that, then it's just single 2-point conversions that they're going for. So every time,
so starting from like the 5-yard line, 3-yard line,
get into the end zone. If you don't, it's the other team's turn, and they alternate.
And if you just get one play,
yeah.
So it'd be Georgia Tech gets a try. Then if whatever happens there, Georgia gets a try. If they're still tied, Georgia gets another try. Then Georgia Tech. So it's kind of a snake.
Were they just continually both scoring with that?
No, that's what
both
I was saying.
Both scoring, both not scoring.
Like that's what I was saying. Like it was just random. They would both not score, and then they would both score, and then neither of them would score. At one point, they had a penalty. So Georgia Tech had the ball on the 1-yard line.
Yeah.
And that Georgia had already gone, and they didn't score. So all Georgia Tech had to do to win is to score from the 1-yard line.
And they ran a QB draw.
They did a quarterback draw from out of shotgun. They did a quarterback draw and lost like 3 yards.
Yeah.
Dang.
Yeah.
Terrible. But it was funny when Kirby Smart kept calling those timeouts. That time when they lined up in that super whack formation.
Yeah.
That was the one I think where they got the penalty called on them.
Yeah.
It was a pass interference or something like that.
Yeah, that was cool. Mm-hmm. Like the swinging gate, what Oregon does sometimes for their 2-point conversions where they have like a bunch of people lined up on the left side. and then if he would have handed that ball off, that was a read option. If Haynes King would have just come like handed off to the dude in motion or given it to the back that was right next to him, they were both out. Like they could have scored easily, but he took it out the middle and there was a bunch of guys up the middle.
The one rule I don't understand at all, last thing, guys, college football, is illegal formation. I don't know it.
Yeah.
Maybe because I've also never played football. But I don't know what's illegal about it.
The ineligible receiver downfield.
That I get. If the lineman goes too far.
Like, what's he going to do?
Catch the ball.
Just keep blocking.
You can't.
The thing is, like, they say that, like, it's impossible for the defense to keep track of, like, who's eligible and who's not. So they start guarding this lineman that's not eligible, and then they have too many people to keep track of, and then someone that's actually eligible gets open.
Yeah, fair.
That makes sense.
Because otherwise you can only send one person at the quarterback.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Mm-hmm. Okay, Parker, how was St. Louis? You left
it was
us
good.
For Thanksgiving.
Yeah. So, Mariah and so last year, me and Gavin and Hannah, my parents, went up to see some family in Illinois for Thanksgiving. This year, Gavin didn't go, but now I'm married, so I got to go with Mariah. She got to hang out with all the family.
Yeah, up in Effingham.
Effingham, which I never even like associated that. That sounds like a bad word.
Really?
Until people started saying, oh, you're going to what?
Going to Weddingham?
Effingham. Like
Effingham.
Just say you're going to ham.
Don't have to be so angry about it. It was good, though. 10-hour drive up there, hang out with some family. Took a little drive to St. Louis. They have, if St. Louis has an arch thing. Christian, have you seen that before?
Oh, yeah.
Big arch in St. Louis. Got to go up inside there. Had been there when I was little before, but we actually got to go up inside. It was pretty cool.
Yeah. I got to go when I was an infant.
Yeah, it's a little tiny pod thing. 5 people fitting in there, and you just go up the arch. Then there's little viewing windows. It was pretty sweet.
I didn't know you could go up in there. That's pretty cool.
Yeah, it's
actually very cool.
They had a nice museum underneath, too.
Oh, like, yeah.
In the ground. It's bigger than the Washington Monument. I didn't know that.
Taller? Yeah.
What?
And nobody died while they were building it.
I'm reading the notes right now. And then Gavin, on Gavin's notes, he put 3-part harmony, We Three Kings.
Yeah.
Did you mean to put 3 wise men?
No.
Oh, no. I thought you were like, trying to put 3 wise men intro.
Yeah.
Never mind.
We Three Kings. We Three We Three Kings questions, everybody.
Yep. Welcome to We Three Kings, where We Three Kings answer your questions.
Constantly flexing that no people died while they were building the arch, which,
I mean, good for
impressive.
Them.
It was tall, 630 feet.
Holy, it's 630 feet in the air?
Yeah.
It's no, right. It's not.
Yeah.
Yes, it is.
It's two football fields tall.
Yes.
Oh, my God.
It was tall.
Now imagine how tall we
are. I don't know how you got up there. Is it like an elevator? It's like...
It's a little, yeah, a little pod. It goes up and just kind of rotates as we go up towards the top.
That is unreal.
He wasn't listening. Gavin, he's like, I don't know how you got up there. And it's like, oh, I actually just explained.
I just had to do a little pod and go up.
Oh. I don't know how the, you know, statistically how it works.
Yeah. What are the stats on elevators?
You like go up.
They Amazon stat that.
Go up. Shift, go up, shift.
Is that really how it is?
Yeah, but it's pretty smooth.
Oh, okay.
And you can see down to like the stairway that takes you up there.
There's a stairway that goes up there too?
Yeah. Well, you have to
you can climb above the arch. There's a stairway that goes all the way up the top of the arch. That's incredible.
Hilarious.
Really, St. Louis, you have outdone yourself.
But they built it. So it's 630 feet wide, 630 feet tall.
Wow.
And they just built it in sections. And so then the final piece was that middle piece. They lowered that down in there, locked it all in together.
Locked it in. How do they lower
that? But imagine if they were slightly off in their measurements on both sides and they go up to put it together.
Yeah, you can't just use a regular tape measure anyways.
Yeah, that's crazy. They got to be exact. When did they make that?
In like the 30s or something.
That is unreal.
Or maybe it was designed then. I don't know. But it's been there. It's been there for, you know. The guy who designed it, though, died a year before they started making it.
No. It's his legacy.
Yeah.
That's kind of cool.
The Washington Monument is 500-something feet tall.
That's so cute.
So, that's the tallest one, then. I thought that was in the U.S.
Yeah.
If they had to be shorter than the Washington Monument.
I think actual buildings.
Actual buildings have to be shorter than
that? I think in D.C.
Oh, that's only in the District of Columbia.
That's cool.
Washington Mon has to be the tallest. Can you go up in there?
Yes.
That's cool.
It was cool.
We don't build things that we can go up inside anymore.
Everything's so boring now. Oh, it's a box.
Oh, sculpture. Oh, it's cheaper this way.
Yeah.
Jeez. We want to go inside.
Let me get in there.
What did I write down?
Bad handwriting. Oh, my word. Never thought this job would...
Oh, right.
Oh, you know what's crazy? Learned this on the trip. One last thing about the trip.
Parker in the trip.
Grandpa Art, you know how he was in the Air Force?
Yes.
What did he do in the Air Force?
I have no idea.
You knew. You know what he did.
Oh, yeah, that thing.
You don't know?
I don't know.
What was his one job in the...
I really don't
know. What a terrible great-grandson.
I'm so mad at you.
You knew?
He refueled planes.
Yeah, I know.
All right.
What, dude?
He refueled planes.
You knew that, though.
Yeah.
Why did you say you didn't?
I just wanted to see if you knew.
That's true, actually.
Obviously, it's my story.
What do you think he did? And I'll tell you if you're right.
I guess that's what he... get choked up about it. That's what he told everybody that he did.
Yeah.
Was just refueled planes in the Air Force. But Uncle Tom was looking through his discharge papers the other day and saw like, it was like a list of all of his ribbons and whatever he won. And then on there, it was a bronze star. And he told that to the whole family and they're like, oh, I'm sitting there like, what does that mean? But the bronze star is something you're awarded for a heroic act.
In combat?
Yeah. In combat, or I don't know if it's, but just a heroic act.
Yeah.
In general. So.
So they didn't know what he did?
Yeah.
Though?
Uncle Tom was like, I don't even know. He's dead. We don't have the star anymore because Uncle Tom said when he was little, he would just go out and like play army in the backyard with his ribbons and medals and stuff. And Grandpa didn't care. He's like, oh, whatever. So he probably lost them.
Oh,
and
dang.
So he looked on. There's like a way to get a replacement, but they won't tell you what he won the award for.
Whoa, interesting.
Yeah,
that sounds like a mystery.
So he took that secret to the grave.
We should solve it, dude. How do we solve that?
I don't know.
Is anybody
getting contact with somebody?
Does anybody
World
else
War
is-
II? Yeah, it had to have been two.
Well, yeah, because he was born when World War One was going.
But we were, this was pretty funny. We were sitting at the table and Uncle Tom was like, he always had this, he had this scar on his leg. He told me it was just from, he's whittling with a knife when he was little and cut himself. But he's like, maybe that was from the, from the thing. And so mom was looking through the papers and saw, it was like, injury sustained in battle, none. Oh. And so we told Uncle Tom, he's like, well, I guess,
we got solved,
that one solved. Because he was like, I'm going to look at this picture of him when he was younger, see if I can see that scar on his leg.
Oh, yeah, you guys were getting
into compare,
it.
And then mom was like, oh, no, it just says wasn't injured in battle.
Maybe it was some secret
mystery
mission.
Solved.
I know. I bet it was top secret.
Maybe mission. So they didn't say anything was sustained in battle because he never went in battle, supposedly.
Also, his name on his military papers was different than his name on his birth certificate.
They did find that out later after he passed away or right before he passed
after
away.
After he passed away.
Yeah, that his real name isn't, his first name isn't Arthur.
It's Arthur James Fish, but on his military paper says James Arthur Fish.
So his first name is actually James, not Arthur.
Oh, interesting.
But maybe not. Maybe they just messed it up.
Also possible. Also true. A lot of mistakes.
I was cashing a check yesterday and it was said it was addressed to Christian S. Smith. And the lady was like, is there a reason it says Christian S. Smith and it says Christian M. Smith on your driver's license?
Like, I don't know why it says
that. Not a reason, actually. Just go ahead and deposit it.
Somebody made a mistake.
Yeah. She was fine with
Christian
Smith.
Smith.
Yeah, dude. Old guys, I guess, didn't really talk about the like war stuff that happened to them.
Hmm. Yeah, I'm curious if that has to do with just traumatic experience or if it was maybe he did something extraordinary and can't talk about it.
Yeah. But after whatever, 50 years and you're about to die.
Maybe it was something very extraordinary.
Oh, my goodness.
Look up the a bronze star, you said?
Yeah.
What you can do to get a bronze star.
I got it.
I think the Air Force would probably be the branch that I would want to join. Everybody knows that, though. You guys all know that.
Everybody.
He's in the Air Force?
Yeah.
A member must distinguish themselves by heroic or meritorious service or achievement in a combat zone. The service must have been in connection with military operations against an armed enemy. Service must not have involved participation in aerial flight, so it would have been armed combat on the ground. The acts of heroism must be of a lesser degree than required for the Silver Star. Okay. The acts of merit must be less than required for the Legion of Merit. The Bronze Star Medal was awarded by executive order on February 4th, 1944. Can be awarded to members of any branch of the military, including the Air Force.
Let's see what a Silver Star does.
I guess enemy of the United States while engaged in military operations.
For gallantry in action.
Or while serving with friendly forces. A gold star. That sounds... Silver star sounds awesome. Bronze star sounds awesome. A gold star sounds not
he got
that
a gold
real.
Star in the office.
He's
okay.
A gold star.
I got one of those in elementary school.
Yeah, nice right. Try though. Yeah, that's cool. So 100% he was lying then. We just don't know to what degree.
Yeah.
Because he was an act of valor against an armed force on the ground.
Yeah.
So
I wonder if maybe somebody, he was refueling a plane and an enemy jumped out of
the
our
bushes.
Plane because they had somehow snuck on.
No,
that's
and
true.
He shot him.
You know
that's
what? That true. Actually could be it.
Or maybe.
Yeah. It's cool though. Very cool. Cool story.
Mother makes me mash my M&Ms. Ooh, she's harmonizing. That was on key.
Classic Clementine. Doors open, Clementine.
We call her cute Clementine. Very cute.
Cute orange.
So loud.
She's kind of blonde. We should. Blondie. She's getting blonder and blonder.
What is she yapping about?
Oh my gosh, over there yapping.
Is it Clementine because she's
an
orange color?
Yeah, I think so. Oh, she's eating. Oh gosh, she's so extra. She loves food.
I had a dream the other night. Woke me up around 3 a.m. Wow. And
that was your favorite NF song. For the longest.
3 a.m.
Gavin was constantly listening to that in the shower.
Yeah. I forgot about that.
Oh, I do remember that song, actually.
It's a good song.
That was a classic. Go ahead.
Anyways, what was the...
it's like just thinking about the song right now.
Yeah, dang.
You're munching really in there.
I remember one time I was driving home from something, just blasted.
No, what was your story?
In my Jeep.
What the... yeah, how did you forget about your story?
You're talking about 3M.
You woke up from your dream at 3 a.m.
I woke up from my dream at 3 a.m. and I was just, I don't know what emotion I was feeling, but it was not a good one.
Oh my gosh.
But so my dream was that we went to Jerry's.
Okay.
It was me and then somebody else. I don't know.
Hardware store in our hometown.
Yeah, it's like a Home Depot.
Home Improvement Center, not a hardware store.
Yeah.
Yes.
So imagine I'm going to a Home Depot. Yes. I go inside. I see this lawnmower for sale. Okay. So Steel, it was a Steel brand lawnmower.
Oh yeah.
So Steel is what a lot of chainsaw, it's a popular chainsaw brand, and they do a bunch of other stuff now. They make lawnmowers, battery operated. So I saw it on sale for $400. It's usually $1,000.
This is your dream.
This was in my dream.
Oh my gosh. You are so lame.
And I also needed a backpack leaf blower.
Yeah. Okay.
And there was one on sale.
A landscaping company? Is that your dream?
I guess. I don't know. I don't even have a yard, so I guess I just thought it was a really good deal. So I bought it. I go and put the lawnmower in the bed of my truck.
And I put the backpack.
Yeah, no, the Steel lawnmower.
I thought you said a chainsaw.
No, I said
you said they make chainsaws.
I said they make one.
Yeah. Okay, okay.
It's a lawnmower.
Well, there.
And I put it in the back of the truck, put the backpack blower in the cab of my truck. Yeah. So it's locked in there. And then I sit there thinking to myself, I was like, oh my gosh, what did I just do? I just spent $600.
It's a great deal, though.
On a bunch of nonsense.
No!
All I did was to buy it for the sale. So I go inside to go ask them if I can return it.
No.
And they're like, yes, you can. You can return it. I'm like, good. I'll go grab it real quick. So I go back to my truck to grab it. It's been stolen.
No!
Oh my gosh. I am so upset because it's getting dark outside now. I'm having to run around like trying to figure out what am I gonna do?
Running around in the parking lot. Your dream.
Yeah. I'm just circling the truck like where to go. And I'm like, maybe they could pull it up off security camera footage, or I'm not sure. How are they gonna figure out who stole this? And
I don't know.
Can I get my money back?
Can you?
And I woke up. That's when I woke up at 3 a.m. from the dream, and I was fired up. And I was like, this is. Because I did a couple side jobs recently, like over the last couple months, and saved up quite a bit of money. And partially it's for Christmas gifts. But I want to buy a 4Runner.
Really?
Yeah. I want to buy Levi Pearson's 4Runner.
Buy it from him?
Yeah. He's going to be selling it, and he bought a Sequoia. And so.
Oh, those are cool.
I was like, let me know.
It's like a big 4Runner, right?
Yeah, literally, pretty much just a big 4Runner. And so I'm like kind of saving up, and I was like, oh, I was just so pissed. I was like, I can't believe I spent all that money.
That's a month of no 4Runner.
Yeah, all that money on a dang lawnmower that I don't have a lawn.
Don't even have one. Don't even need it.
Just because it was a good
deal.
And
a leaf blower? I don't even get that many leaves.
No. And then somebody stole it out of the back of my truck.
Your hard-earned leaf blower and lawnmower.
Shoot.
That's funny.
But I've been having a lot of dreams lately.
Are you actually going to get by the 4Runner, or was that in your dream?
No, that's real.
Oh, nice. Well, how are you going to get it?
Fly there.
Is he going to give you a good deal?
Yeah. He hasn't told me what for.
Great deal.
He's looking over everything to figure out what maintenance it needs, because it's got a little over 200,000 miles.
Oh, no.
But he's only the second owner. And he's had it for like at least 5 or 6 years. So he's just gonna like look over it and be like,
yeah, thanks.
Okay,
sweet.
What kind of maintenance does it need at this point? And then he's like, hey, this is kind of what it's looking like. Let me know. I don't know if I'll actually buy it or not. We'll kind of see where the finances are.
See where they are,
and whether or not we'd sell Hannah's car or what she wants to do. So that's all just kind of like a thought. So I'm just saving up money in general.
Yeah.
from doing side jobs. So I do that, and who knows? We'll see what happens. But yeah, that, oh man, that dream really got me worked up. I was mad. I was so mad.
Were you able to fall back asleep?
No, it took me like 5 minutes.
Oh, whoa.
Yeah.
That's a long time for Kevin.
It was. I laid there for a second and I thought, this sucks. This must really suck for people who can't fall asleep right away. It must be miserable.
Yeah.
Because I never wake up in the middle of the night, for one. And when I do, I fall back asleep so fast.
Yeah, me too.
But that time, I was, I don't know how long I was awake. Maybe it probably was only like 5 minutes, but I just laid there thinking, this is terrible. I can't believe people do this.
Do you ever wake up like super, super thirsty?
Oh, yeah.
Sometimes. I kind of like often.
It. I kind of like
it. I don't think I really ever do that. Like,
I've done it a couple times.
Maybe a few times over the many years.
Like if I'm sick.
Yeah.
Or something abnormal has to be going on for sure. But yeah, sometimes it does happen.
But Mariah said that last night she woke up in the middle of the night super thirsty.
Parched.
Went to the kitchen and like drank an entire water bottle.
Oh, yeah.
Like she was like, could you believe that I did that? Like, yes, you don't drink any water throughout the day. Your body's going to need it at some point.
I need it. No! Your body's just shouting at you.
Yeah.
Give me water. Give me water.
We should get into some three-wise men
yes,
questions.
We should.
Oh, yeah. My wife asked me when I'm going to be home.
Gosh. Never coming back.
Never coming back. Watching Bone Hex, Hannah.
Is it hard? Does Hannah have a hard time drinking water?
No, she has a dang Stanley.
Yeah, yeah, Haley does like, real good because she has a Stanley.
Mariah has a Stanley too, but she doesn't really enjoy water.
Really?
Yeah.
Stop meowing.
See,
the
I
microphone.
Like water.
Do you have anything to say?
No, nope. Just being cute.
Just purring.
That's a great shot right there.
Oh, yeah. Wonderful. Beautiful shot. Ooh, with the microphone up.
She was climbing all over Gavin's mic stand before we started recording. Mm-hmm. I should have taken a picture. So cute. Yeah, let's get into it. We got a lot of questions to get to. Probably are going to have to save some of them for next week as well.
Yeah, so guys. Maybe that'll just be kind of a thing every once in a while. You know, we get a million questions, and so just
roll
on
them
a few.
Over. I crossed out the ones we did last time.
Gotcha.
Okay. What makes you anxious? The Ducks football games.
Oh, yeah. That is crazy.
I'd probably say sports games over anything.
Yeah.
Especially when it's such a intense season right now, we're the only undefeated team. So I'm anxious if I don't watch it.
Yeah, but sometimes, like last night, I was stepping away from the TV so often. Like,
not me. I'm locked in the whole
like
time.
Like that
the Huskies
conference championship last year.
Oh, we were locked in the whole time.
Yeah, locked in.
We were watching it at the Grove outside.
Yeah.
We drove back to Longview during halftime. Threw it on the TVs, just pacing, getting. I lost my voice or hurt.
Yeah,
just terrible.
Was, we gotta watch it. We gotta watch the conference championship at the there again. That would be fun. Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
it's on Saturday,
guys. This tune Saturday? In Big yep. Ten championship, Oregon and Penn State, and Oregon's gonna win the Natty.
We haven't matched up with them since 1995.
Wow,
that's crazy.
That's a long time.
Gosh, so excited.
Yeah, that makes me anxious.
What do you think about when you're alone, the Ducks?
The Ducks. Oregon Ducks
football. Oregon Ducks football.
When the next game is, how sick the uniforms are going to be.
Yeah.
They better just show out for these big games in the playoffs.
Yeah.
All eyes on them. Oh, they're going to look good and they're going to destroy everybody.
Gosh, everyone's going to be so impressed.
I feel like there's, back to the anxious thing though, there's lots of, plenty of things that could make you more anxious than that. But let's say like, a regularly anxious thing would be the football games.
Right. There's probably specific scenarios where you've been more anxious.
Yeah, there's times in your life where...
Like last night after we got done eating Chinese food and I was like, am I going to make it back to my
Christian,
house?
We went to... what's it called?
Sumo.
Midway through... Not midway. Near the tail end of the dinner, Christian just stands up and is just standing there kind of like...
Pacing.
We're still engaged in conversation.
Engaged in conversation.
Just standing there.
I just need to stretch my body.
It's like I need to... I need to go outside.
Okay.
I don't know.
This I need to go.
He walked outside.
Go to the bathroom or throw up or?
We were walking, like going to pay. And I was like up at the counter. I was like, I handed my wallet to Haley. And I was just like, I have to go throw up. And like I walked outside. And then as soon as the fresh air hit, I was fine. I was like, okay.
Yeah,
I'm just hanging out.
Oh, interesting.
But I didn't really know what it feels like. I just knew I felt bad. And I haven't thrown up in decades. And so I was like, oh, is this what? like my throat started feeling weird.
Yeah, when you get the tight right there.
Yeah, I was like, oh, am I cooked? So I walked outside. And I wasn't cooked. I was actually fine.
And then Parker was like, Christian, like, I would do anything.
Give it to me.
To take this pain from you. I wish I could carry this burden for you, brother.
Let me bear it. Give it to me. I want it. Haley had Christian's card and was paying, and then they gave it back, and you got to do the tip thing, and she was like, what?
Yeah, because with the receipt, it wasn't with like the iPad, so she had to write it all out.
I was like, just move the decimal over and then double it. And she's like, don't just tell me what to tip. I don't know. I don't need a math lesson.
Okay, Einstein, like, give me an equation. Gosh.
It's like, I don't just, what would he do? Like $6. All right.
Perfect.
Oh, she's biting that thing.
Oh, really? Is that not good? Don't bite. You're going to electrocute yourself.
Yeah, that wouldn't be good. It'd be like, oh, you better be careful with a Christmas tree.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
They love to electrocute themselves.
Shock. Have you ever seen National Lampoon's Christmas Vacation?
Yeah. Oh, tore that thing up. No. Freaking stop. Hey. Oh, get her. If you get her toy, then maybe she'll want that.
She over. Thinks I'm playing too.
Should I kick her?
I ain't playing right now. Tell her you ain't playing.
There, my shoelace.
Yeah, she loves what's that sometimes.
Ooh, what is it?
I accidentally break the leg off the deep. This just crash.
Oh, foot cramp.
What's your definition of manhood?
Oh, wow.
That's a, I don't know.
Incredibly complex.
I do know. I'm one of the wise men, so.
Yeah, wisest man. One of the three.
I had a friend. I have a friend when he all was right. A little bit younger.
Off to a hot start.
Who really got, like, offended at, like, manhood because there were so many guys that would, or there's old guys.
What do you mean,
be like,
manhood?
Oh, you're not a man.
Like someone being naked in
whenever
the locker room.
Whenever I showed him my manhood, she would get so offended.
He was offended of our manhood.
No, yeah,
I don't love
it
either.
I would count manhood as like, you're a man now. Like somebody saying you're a man. But like old people would tell him he's not a man.
Who was it?
It was Noah. But he was like, he has kids.
When he was married and
because he was 19.
Yeah.
You're like, oh, you're
just a kid.
You're just a kid.
Oh, yeah. Actually, that's probably a pet peeve of mine, too.
That would make me mad.
People that say that. That happens a lot when you're in a relationship young, I feel like. When people are like, and people do that to Haley as well.
You're not a woman.
Like, you're just a little girl. It's like, all right. Okay. First off, don't call me a pervert. Kind of by, you know, association, calling me a pervert.
Christian, she's such a little girl, isn't she?
No.
Oh,
I wouldn't say that.
I wouldn't say that.
She's a woman. But yeah, I
she's
could
a
see
woman.
That, especially Noah getting married at 19. Like, yeah. Hilarious, Noah. When we'd show Noah our manhood, he'd be like, guys, that's so offensive.
I'm really offended right now. Put it away. I don't want to see.
What's your definition of manhood? Would that be like when somebody would say you're a man?
Man, I don't even know what it would be.
Or manhood being, oh, you do this and that's manhood.
I think you become a man when you have people to take care of, people that rely on you for things.
Yeah.
People like that rely on you for provision and protection.
That's what the cat's about.
Yeah.
That's, see, I have a cat now.
Christian showed us his manhood. Yeah.
You guys, I'm officially a man.
This is my way of showing my manhood to all of Gas Nation.
This is my manhood.
And to have a cat to take care of. Yeah. You know, one thing that's big here in Texas is like rite of passage. That's one thing that promotes you to manhood is like you fight your dad or something happens where you stand up to somebody and then like someone
dump cooking oil on yourself and wrestle.
Yeah, something like that. That's a big thing around here.
A lot
rite
of poor
of
relationships.
Yeah. A lot of rituals going on there. Oh, I don't like that I said that.
You could get that.
That got cut. You guys, we're back.
Yeah, that's interesting. I don't know.
No, I'll leave that in. It's going to sound worse if I bleep it out.
No, just you have to bleep it. You can just cut that.
Okay. But it'll still be funny.
Yeah.
It wasn't that bad.
Okay, you're just trying to talk yourself out of it now. Huh?
I would have said that in front of my grandma.
Is that how you do it?
I think so.
Yeah. All right. I'm down for that. That's fine. I'm in a rut in terms of finding good shows and movies to watch.
Oh, man.
Any suggestions? Thank you for considering us.
Yeah, thank you.
Good movies. Sorry. Good shows.
Shows.
I haven't really been watching. I've just been playing video games.
I feel like I'm in a rut of shows currently. Yeah,
I feel like society is in a rut of shows. We don't have any, like, everyone hop on. It's blank. New episode is out.
How fun would that be?
I know. Like Friends or The Office. Or, I don't know, what else?
Yeah, my parents would literally watch Friends with their friends. They're like, Friends, get together.
I know, Friends with Friends. Friends and Friends. Yeah.
There hasn't been a show like that in decades.
Outer Banks. Outer Banks was like that, dude. That was so fun.
But that's different because it's like a, it's just a drop.
The whole season drops. And also, like, not everybody watched that. That was like our age people watched that.
And that was when it first, the first season. We did it for the second, but then it was...
I find myself not having enough time for TV shows.
Yeah.
That's quite a dedication. I guess if you just put on an episode every night.
Yeah.
Like casually.
Even then, though.
When I watch a new show, though, I want to watch it, though. I want to really lock in and know what it's about.
Go crazy. Yeah.
Movies, I think that's when you got
to... If you haven't seen Breaking Bad and you are mature audiences, that's a great show.
If you're not, go ahead and skip the first episode. Actually,
yeah, I started watching Arrested Development on the... Road trip?
Yeah.
It's all right. I mean, watch like 4 or 5 episodes. There are some pretty funny scenes in there. It's, gosh, I don't remember the main guy's name. But funny.
Something Bateman. Jason Bateman.
Jason Bateman.
Oh, yeah. Cool. Yeah, he's funny. Yeah.
Funny.
Hilarious guy.
So maybe that one. It's pretty critically acclaimed, I think.
Yeah.
It was around for a very long time, I believe.
Yeah, I've heard of it a bunch. Go ahead and watch Arrested Development, everybody.
Not everybody.
Oh. Some people. Guys, if you're a mature audience.
Yeah, I think so.
Go ahead and watch Arrested Development. How do you measure?
I heard is wonderful.
What?
Bluey. Cartoon.
There you go.
Yeah. That one is really taken off.
Guys, just start scrolling reels. You don't need.
Yeah. We have all the internet.
Shows. We'll run out of time.
Reels.
Get like 15 to 45 second clips. Oh, that's your shows.
Here. I was thinking.
You're here.
That we should totally do. We could totally make a Hallmark Christmas movie.
Oh, that's
like
true.
A 15 minute, just like quick shots, like not
quick
not
shots,
a lot of time.
15 minutes.
Yeah, I think we could totally make one. I watched.
What's your premise? Give us the what's how does a story go?
Remember how bad AI was when we read that AI description of the Hallmark movie and it didn't make sense?
No.
What's a something action? Building something act building action?
What?
Building tension?
No.
It's the
structure
of
a story.
Dang it.
There's
did
the
this
climax
in class.
And then there's the resolution.
I don't remember.
Descending action.
Yeah, I forgot what it was called.
I haven't written stories in ages, Parker. You know that.
Do like sections of a story. The rising action.
Rising action.
Yeah, exposition. Rising action.
Climax. Rising action. Climax. Falling action.
Resolution.
Resolution. Gavin, what's your exposition?
Okay. You're in a small town for...
Obviously.
For Christmas.
Where'd you come
from? No. I have a better
one. Your mom sent you away because you've been difficult and you just turned 18. She thinks you need to move out of the house. And
you think you know it all. You
build a character, So they send you to a farm for Christmas.
Merry Christmas. Go to the farm.
It's Christmas time.
Yes.
Not Christmas day.
Christmas season.
The build,
if you will.
The build is going to be going up to Christmas season. You go to a farm. The farm is failing.
Oh, no.
You turn out to be very good at everything you do there.
Yeah. Little farmer. Is it boy or girl?
Girl.
Girl.
The main character is a
great farm girl.
Really.
Yeah.
Yeah. And you, the girl, just know how to do everything, and you help this failing business where... Oh man, the son of the farmer happens to be the same age as you and very, very handsome.
He's a very handsome man.
Very handsome. But he's never met any other girl that's quite like you.
Yeah.
And so
here's like one ready. Girl in the city. She's an author.
Writes
she writes story, good, short though. Story books.
No
for
one
kids.
Will sign her.
No, she thinks she's good. She's creative, but she's dating real estate mogul. He owns a real estate investment firm.
Oh, yeah.
Millionaire. He loves her. He's very busy and doesn't really take her story making. Doesn't really take her job seriously.
Whenever she's like, babe, read my book. Yeah, he's like, okay.
Okay, really good. Yeah, stupid. And he says it's stupid.
Don't have time for this.
And then she's like, okay, I need to go get some, I need to go out in the country, get the creative juices flowing, and just go back to simple things and
write my headspace.
As I was when I was a kid. So she goes back to her hometown.
Yeah.
To start thinking like a kid again.
Yeah.
When she gets to her hometown, she meets this guy who works on the Christmas tree farm.
Yeah.
And the Christmas tree farm, it's going out of business.
Dang it.
No.
And they just can't, not enough Christmas spirit in town anymore to keep the Christmas tree farm alive. No one's buying Christmas trees.
That sucks.
It's a whole bunch of nonsense going on. So
everyone's crying.
All the kids, like, they don't really care about Christmas anymore.
Man.
They just care about their Xboxes and their Nintendo Switches and their Instagram reels.
Cast me for the kids.
So in order to save,
Christmas?
The Christmas tree farm, she has to write a short Christmas story that all the kids in town will fall in love with.
Yeah.
And it'll bring them back to the Christmas spirit.
Aww.
So she writes the story. It's beautiful. He helps her write it. And then all the kids in town fall in love with it and they remember what Christmas is really about.
But she has to do it by making Instagram reels.
She gets a phone call from Big City Boy, I think.
Hey, later. I just found this Christmas tree farm and they're looking to sell. I think it'd be a great investment. It's actually the craziest part. It's in your hometown. She has to choose. Does she let her very rich boyfriend in the city buy this Christmas tree
farm? Snatch it up.
Or does she side with the Christmas tree farm owner and save the Christmas tree farm by writing her book and keep it in business?
Oh my goodness.
Guess which one she chooses.
Where's the climax?
Yeah. What did you say? No, it's like a kid's, like it's kid friendly.
Oh, cool. Yeah. What?
Is there falling action at least?
Oh, yeah, after they save it or whatever.
That'd be a pretty funny storyline if it was all rising action and then just like they don't resolve it and they just start acting like everything was resolved.
Yeah,
like, all right,
we do something like that also. There's some things to iron out for sure. Like, her boyfriend doesn't really factor into this at all. Like, the real estate guy buying
normal. The guy running the Christmas tree farm is very nice, very down to earth.
Very kind, very down to earth. Yeah.
His kind eyes.
Yeah, kind eyes, and they fall in love, and she saves his Christmas tree farm by writing short stories, and he loves her short stories.
You know the craziest part? Or one of them, I mean, it's pretty crazy overall.
They were best friends in elementary school.
They didn't know it.
And they didn't even
know. And he was such a nerd in high school that she completely forgot about him. He moved away.
You want to hear something super hilarious?
What?
This is a real movie.
I literally watched that movie this weekend.
No,
that
you
basically
didn't.
Describes that.
Describe your movie.
No, it's not.
Your stupid movie.
I promise.
No, I know.
This
you
is
did.
Like the proverb from did. Last week.
But there's about 50,000 Hallmark movies, and it's hilarious that I watched a movie that's exactly like that.
Christmas tree farm or what?
This girl works for this publishing company. It's more magazine.
Pictures
and
stuff.
And so does this guy. And they are flown to this town. They're supposed to be going to Aspen to write a story in Aspen. And whoever...
Oh, a magazine story, not like a book.
About Aspen. Christmas or whatever. And it's Christmas time, but they hit a blizzard. They can't actually get to Aspen. They go to Indiana to this small town.
Oh, cool.
Called Santa something.
Santa Land or something.
Something like that. And, they're writing whoever's article is the best one gets published, and basically only one of them gets to keep their job.
Wait, you said this is a couple or what?
No, they're not. They just work together.
Oh, yeah, for now.
Oh, for now.
And so they're supposed to write this story. They land. They're stuck at the airport. Then this lady named Carol comes and greets them.
Not a very good Hallmark movie name.
And says, hey.
Caroline would be.
Oh, yeah.
She's talking to them, and they're like, oh, we're stuck here because our flight's canceled. We can't get another one. She's like, okay, you can stay with us. Let me go get my husband. Hey, Nick, can you come here? And he looks like Santa, like St. Nicholas.
Yeah. Oh, that guy. Okay.
Yeah. And so they drive to their
Carol's husband.
Carol's husband.
Gotcha. Okay.
Christmas Carol's husband.
Yeah.
And they go stay at the inn, whatever. the inn is going to be sold. They're like, this is our last Christmas. Aww. Because they say it's not a historic landmark.
It and, is, though. Oh.
And so the whole time she's trying to find and prove that it's a historic landmark. And the historic landmark is from 1830.
Is that her magazine piece?
Yeah, her magazine piece is to save the inn.
Oh, wow.
And it was based on if she found this.
And you watched this whole movie?
Article, yeah.
Wow.
Good while work I was doing over there. I was doing a puzzle.
That's the most
you're, while you're doing a puzzle, Gavin, yeah. How are your ovaries doing right yeah. now?
And
Gavin's like the little girl from the like elementary school graduation. Never mind. Keep going.
He is dating a fully grown woman.
You guys, we promise.
Engaged to be married.
She's 19.
Yeah.
And anyway, stop. They have to find this document. She doesn't find it. She's
misbehaving.
So his article is going to be the one that...
right now. The cat is. It's not like her.
I know.
He's going to have the article published. They're falling in love at this point. He writes an article about how he fell in love for Christmas. He found the magic of Christmas again because he fell in love with her. Aww. She doesn't know he's in love. He's going to write the article. Her ex-boyfriend shows up.
Ruins everything. How does he end up in Santa Land?
He does it as a surprise. And he's like, oh, I'll read your articles, whatever. I'll read your stories.
Oh, it was a dude that neglected her before?
Yes.
Nice. Good job.
And they're about to fly away together and leave, but then she's like, no, I'm going to stay. And then she goes back. He published an article. She's like, oh, I'm sure it was great. He's like, no, I found the document, whatever, that saved the place. Aww. Turns out this guy's actually Santa Claus. It's him in the picture.
Her ex-boyfriend or Nick?
No, Nick.
Okay.
Nick is Santa Claus.
That'd be a great twist if the guy named Nick wasn't Santa Claus, looks like Santa, but then it's her ex-boyfriend.
And so
she's about to attack your fingers, Parker.
The inn is saved. And all that good stuff.
Were you doing the puzzle with Hannah?
The whole family. They were all
doing it. Oh, I thought you were by yourself.
No, I
was doing a puzzle, watching Hallmark movies.
No, I did not elect to watch the Hallmark movie. They were watching Hallmark movies.
Oh, nice.
And we're doing a puzzle.
There's been a puzzle out on our coffee table for like a week or so.
And come on. Has
it's
it advanced?
Slowly working on it.
Oh, okay.
It's like a national park one. It's pretty. Oh my gosh. Sorry. It's pretty
I'm
cool.
So sorry.
It kind of gives me a headache though. I'll lock in and really just be like.
It's a bunch of national parks.
Yeah. It's the national parks all around. And then it's state maps with like the landmarks and everything.
Yeah.
So I'm doing all the map pieces because my map brain. Mm-hmm. Loves that crap.
Matt Brun. We saw that exact same puzzle at
Hobby Lobby.
Huey's in Silver Springs, their coffee shop.
Yeah, I've been there.
Or Mount Pleasant or whatever the heck it was. Yeah, you did the shades we saw.
Yeah. It's a pretty cool place.
Yeah.
Helicopter cool. on top. I don't even know if we have time for any more.
So much stuff.
A couple questions though, so save the rest for next week.
Mm-hmm.
Hope you guys had a fantastic Thanksgiving.
Yeah, happy Thanksgiving.
I haven't watched no Hallmark movies. Submit a script for us. We'll read the best one on the podcast next week.
Yes.
And then we'll reenact it and we'll make a video out of it.
That'd be so good.
That would be fun.
Yeah. And maybe we'll do a rendition of We Three Kings. Harmonize. That's what that was written for.
Oh, you wanted know us that to do movie. That?
Yeah.
I mean, I don't even know that song.
We three kings.
Okay, I do know it actually. I remember it now.
It's actually coming back right now.
I love that song.
Incredible.
All right. That's awesome.
Thanks, everybody.
Thank you guys for listening.
Merry Christmas.
Welcome, Christian's new family member. She's so fun.
Yes, very fun.
Lady Clementine, full given
that's her
Christian
government.
Name.
Yeah, given by Christian name.
Yep. Meow.